And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. City leaders are digesting the news that five more metro schools have been added to the list of Tennessee's worst-performing schools. 21 of Nashville's 130-plus schools now have that designation. School Board Chair Sharon Gentry says the system is committed to improvement, but she also wants parents to understand the challenges faced. She says both the state and city are failing to provide adequate funding. She also says ever more resources are being spent on problems outside the classroom.
Poverty, high absenteeism from school, lack of access to transportation, high crime rate.
Adam Lister heads the advocacy group Tennesseans for Student Success. He insists metro schools can't hide behind funding issues or social problems.
I reject the idea that simply because we have a district where students are stuck in situations where they're experiencing high levels of poverty, that they are destined to an underperforming district.
Lister notes that other systems and even some metro schools are succeeding under the same conditions. Edward Guthrie does research for Vanderbilt University's Tennessee Education Research Alliance. He says if nothing else, having schools on the underperforming list does help the city and state target scarce resources where they're needed most.
Those test scores do show you where the highest proportion of students in need of more academic support are concentrated.
Dr. Gentry noted the news wasn't all bad. She says 21 metro schools were listed among the state's highest performing institutions. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.